Not every wheat farmer can see and handle the flour made from their harvest, let alone taste a loaf of bread made from that wheat. But that was exactly the experience of one participant in the 2024 Kansas Wheat Leadership Program recently conducted by Kansas Wheat. Neil Beckmeyer, a wheat farmer from Washington, was one of 8 participants in the second annual program. He sent in a sample from his bins ahead of the 2-day event, which featured a kernel-to-loaf look at the Kansas wheat industry. Throughout the program, the sample was used as an example of how grain moves from the field to the mill to the end consumer. That direct connection was unique but hands-on, small-class experience is exactly the design intended for the program. In the Kansas Wheat Leadership Program, we try to cover all aspects of the wheat industry from breeding to milling, said Shana DeGroat, Kansas Wheat Director of Membership and Government Affairs. The Wheat Leadership Program took place in Manhattan at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center on March 6th and 7th. The Farm Credit Associations of Kansas sponsored the event, making it free for all attendees. The first morning kicked off with a Wheat 101 presentation by Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, followed by a tour of the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center. Marsha Boswell, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Communications, rounded out the morning by imparting the importance of sharing the farmer's story and discussing the consumer-focused site eatwheat.org. After lunch, leadership program participants received more technical information about wheat physiology and modern wheat breeding techniques from K-State wheat breeder Alan Fritz. Romulo Lilotto, K-State Associate Professor of Wheat and Forage Production, provided information on how yield and protein are set in a wheat crop. Aaron Luger, Young Beginning Small Relationship Officer at Frontier Farm Credit, discussed farm financing programs. Dan Maltby, Principal of Maltby Risk Management, LLC, shared global wheat supply and demand, while DeGroat discussed farm policy issues related to the wheat industry. Finally, Asif Muhammad, Chief Scientist with Heartland Plant Innovations, conducted a hands-on demonstration of wheat emasculation, the process by which scientists remove the upper part of the wheat floret to better facilitate pollination. This process is an important part of developing double haploids, HPI's technical specialty that substantially reduces the time and cost of developing new wheat varieties. Day 2 of the program focused on wheat milling, with an introduction to the topic given by Paul Blodgett, Program and Project Manager of K-State's Hall Ross Flour Mill, followed by a tour of the mill itself. Kathy Brower, Lab Manager of GrainCraft's Innovation and Quality Lab, located in the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, discussed the process that takes grain to flour. If you are interested in participating in the 2025 Kansas Wheat Leadership Program, please email Shana DeGroat at sdegroat@ksweet.com. But even before next year's program, visit ksweet.com/cog to join the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers and keep on top of the latest developments and opportunities in the Kansas wheat industry. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.